Meeting of Lord Chaitanya. Tanya and Rupa Goswami at Prayag. Sri Rupa Goswami said, "My dear Lord, you're the most munificent of all incarnations because you are distributing love of Krishna consciousness. When Krishna was personally present, he simply asked us to surrender, but he did not distribute himself so easily. He made conditions. First of all, you surrender. But this incarnation, Lord Chaitanya, although Krishna himself, makes no such condition. He simply distributes. Take love of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is approved as the most munificent incarnation."
Narottam Das Thakur says, "Please be merciful to me. You are so magnanimous because you have seen the fallen souls of this age, and you are very much compassionate to them. But you should know also that I am the most fallen. No one is more greatly fallen than I am. Patita pavane hetu tava avatar. Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls, but I assure you that you will not find a greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first."
Then he prays to Lord Nityananda. He said, "Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you always appear very happy, I have come to you because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, I may also become happy." Then he prays to Advaita Prabhu. Dvaya koro sita patyavat Advaita Gosai. Advaita Prabhu's wife's name was Sita. Therefore, he is sometimes addressed as Sita Pati. Thus Narottam Das Thakur prays, "My dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind. Please be kind to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me." Actually, Advaita Prabhu invites Lord Chaitanya to come down. When Advaita Prabhu saw that the fallen souls are engaged simply in sense
gratification process,
not understanding Krishna consciousness, he felt very much compassionate toward the fallen souls, and he also felt himself incapable of delivering them all. He therefore prayed to Lord Krishna, "Please come yourself. Without your personal presence, it is not possible to deliver these fallen souls." Thus, by his invitation, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Naturally, Lord Narottam Das Thakur prays to Advaita Prabhu, "If you will be kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda also will be kind to me."
Then he prays to the Goswamis, "Haha, Sarupa, Sanatan, Rupa, Ravana." Sarupa refers to Sarupa Damodar, the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya. He was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he immediately arranged for whatever he wanted. Two personal attendants, Sarupa Damodar and Govinda, were constantly with Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur also prays to Sarupa Damodar and then to the six Goswamis, the next disciples of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatan, Sri Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Gopala Bhatt Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. These six Goswamis were directly instructed by Lord Chaitanya to spread this movement of Krishna consciousness. Narottam Das Thakur also prays for their mercy.
After the six Goswamis, the next Acharya was Srinivas Acharya. Actually, Narottam Das Thakur was in the succession after Srinivas Acharya and was almost his contemporary, and his personal friend was Ramachandra Chakravarti. Therefore, he prays, "I always desire the company of Ramachandra." He desires a devotee's company. The whole process is that we should always pray for the mercy of the superior acharyas and keep company with pure devotees. Then it will be easier for us to advance in Krishna consciousness and receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. This is the sum and substance of this song sung by Narottam Das Thakur.
Om Agyana Timananda Sya Gyananjana Sulakaya Chaksur Unvilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurau Kamalam, Shigram Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sagana Raganatam, Vitam Tam Sajivam, Sarvaitam Savadutam, Vrijana Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sagana Lalita, Shiva Sakans Vitamscha, Hey Krishna Karna Sindo, Dinabando Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchena Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavani Shri, Krishubanu Sutta Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vanchakapa Trubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha, Padidanam Bhavanevyo, Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Pranitananda, Shadvaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yesterday we were reading from the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 9. Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Text 44. Prayena deva munayaksa vimukti kama monam charanti vijanena pararta nishtha naitan vihaya kripanan vimukshya eko nanya tvarasya sharanam ramato nupasye. My dear Lord Nrsimhadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance, not caring for the big cities and towns. They go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence, mona vrata. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter via lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. Please repeat. My dear Lord Nrsimhadev.
My dear Lord Nrsimhadev.
I see that there are many saintly persons indeed.
I see that there are many saintly persons indeed.
But they are interested only in their own deliverance.
They're interested only in their own deliverance.
Not caring for the big cities and towns.
Not caring for the big cities and towns.
They go to the Himalayas.
They go to the Himalayas.
Or the forest.
Or the forest.
To meditate with vows of silence.
To meditate with vows of silence.
Mona vrata.
Mona vrata.
They're not interested in delivering others.
They're not interested in delivering others.
As for me, however.
As for me, however.
I do not wish to be liberated alone.
Not wish to be liberated alone.
Leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness. Without taking shelter of your lotus feet. One cannot be happy. Therefore I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. Shri Prabhupada's purport. This is the decision of the Vaishnav, the pure devotee of the Lord. For himself, he has no problems, even if he has to stay in this mature world. Because his only business is to remain in Krishna consciousness. The Krishna conscious person can go even to hell and still be happy. Therefore, Prahlada Maharaja said, Naivo dvije paradharatya vaitaranya. O best of the great personalities, I'm not at all afraid of material existence. The pure devotee is never unhappy in any condition of life. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam 6.17.28. Narayana para sarve na kutasya vibhyati svargha pavarga narakeshu api tu yartha darshanaha. Devotees solely engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, the hellish planets, are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. For a devotee, being situated in the heavenly planets and being in the hellish planets are equal. For a devotee lives neither in heaven nor in hell, but with Krishna in the spiritual world. The secret of success for the devotee is not understood by the karmis and jnanis. Karmis therefore try to be happy by material adjustment, and jnanis want to be happy by becoming one with the Supreme. The devotee has no such interest. He is not interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or in the mount or in the forest. Rather, his interest is in the busiest part of the world, where he teaches people Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement was started for this purpose. We do not teach one to meditate in a secluded place just so that one may show that he has become very much advanced and may be proud of his so-called transcendental meditation, although he engages in all sorts of foolish materialistic activity. A Vaishnava like Prahlad Maharaj is not interested in such a bluff of spiritual advancement. Rather, he is interested in enlightening people in Krishna consciousness, because that is the only way for them to become happy. Prahlad Maharaj says clearly, Nanyam Tvarasya Sharanam Brahmato Nupasye. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. One wanders within the universe life after life, but by the grace of a devotee, a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can get the clue to Krishna consciousness and then not only become happy in this world, but also return home back to Godhead. That is the real target in life. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement are not at all interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or in the forest, where one may only make a show of meditation, nor are they interested in opening many schools for yoga and meditation in the cities. Rather, every member of the Krishna consciousness movement is interested in going door to door to try to convince people about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement must be fully convinced that without Krishna, one cannot be happy. Thus, the Krishna consciousness person avoids all kinds of pseudo-spiritualists, transcendentalists, meditators, monists, philosophers, and philanthropists. The text again. Prayena deva munaya savimuktikama monam charanti vijane na parartanishtam. Naitan vihaya kripanan vimimukshaka eko nanyan tvarasya sharanam brahmato nupasye. My dear Lord Nrisimhadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance. Not caring for the big cities and towns, they go to the Himalayas or the forest and meditate with vows of silence. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. Mam Vishnu Pradayam Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vidanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Desadharana. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Atmo Pamina Sarvatra Samam Pashiti Orjana Sukham Bhayati Vadukam Suyogi Paramo Mataha. That he is a true yogi, O Arjuna, who can see the equality of all living entities, both in the happiness and the stress. And the Śrīla Prabhupāda writes in purport, the happiness of the living entities is then when they become Krishna conscious, and their distress is forgetfulness of Krishna. The basic principle is that being spiritual, we need spiritual association. Famous, the usually the common analogy of the bird in the cage, that if the bird's in the cage, however nicely the cage may be decorated, but unless the bird is fed, it won't be satisfied. Similarly, we may make so many nice arrangements in the material world, but after all, since we're not part of the material world, it won't actually be satisfying for us. There may be some kind of satisfaction to think that temporarily we've made a nice arrangement. But unfortunately, we cannot. Either the arrangement will change or we'll have to change our body, and therefore the arrangements are only temporary here. On the other hand, Prahlad Maharaj, although he mentions that there are transcendentalists, Monam Vihaya, that is, they take to Monam, to silence, Monam Vihaya, Monam Charanti Vijane, Na Parartha Nishta. And they go to the Himalayas, they meditate, they try to understand there are difference between matter and spirit. But they want to avoid all kinds of bad association. Because the material world is based upon association. Purusha, Prakriti, Stohi, Bhunte, Prakriti, Janganam, Karna, Guna, Sangosya, Sad, Asad, Yoni, Janmasu. That we're associating with different modes of material nature, and according to who we're associated with, we take on their qualities. So unless one is completely transcendental, then one will acquire some of the qualities of the people that one associates with. But Prahlad Maharaj is not wanting to avoid bad association. Instead, he wants to change the bad association into good association. So that's possible by Krishna consciousness. And what is that Krishna consciousness? Prahlad Maharaj had previously said, Naivo dvije para dharatya vaitaranyas tvavirya gayana mahamrita magnachita so chetato vimukha chetas indriyarata maya sukhayam bharam udvato vimudha. The Prahlad Maharaj, he was constantly glorifying Krishna. And as soon as he glorified Krishna, then he was in an ocean of happiness. And therefore, bad association could not affect him because he was not associating with the bad elements. Instead, he was spiritualizing the atmosphere by Krishna being present. Krishna is present when the name, form, quality, and pastimes of Krishna are glorified or thought about. As soon as we stop thinking about Krishna, then immediately our mind will begin thinking about something else. As soon as we stop seeing things in relation to Krishna, then our mind is conditioned to see things in relationship to material consciousness, namely I and mine, or many varieties of attachment and aversion. But as soon as one is in Krishna consciousness, then there's no longer attachment or aversion. There is happiness and transcendental knowledge. Prahlad Maharaj, who is in love with Krishna, he automatically had all transcendental knowledge. Therefore, he was not at all affected by association. He saw everyone and everything in relation to Krishna. Even when his teachers wanted to convince him to become a diplomat, Prahlad Maharaj did not like this, seeing friends and enemies. Instead, he preached to his classroom, his classmates, and told them that this was all a product of mental speculation, that this is my friend, this is my enemy. Actually, everyone is servant of Krishna. And because he was in Krishna consciousness, therefore he was not afraid of the material energy. I believe it was the Kumaras, when they were speaking to Prithu Maharaj, they mentioned that yet pada pankaja palasya vilasya bhaktya kama shayam grahitam ukratayanti shanta tavanarita matayo yatayo piruda shuto ganas tamarunam bhajavasudeva. The Kumaras were advising that just worship Lord Krishna, because by worshiping the toes of Krishna, by engaging his devotional service, the hard knot of material consciousness is cut and one can experience transcendental happiness. One's misconceptions are eliminated and one can experience one's natural identity. On the other hand, even the great yogis and the transcendentalists who engage in the process of impersonal meditation, often some material desire arises within their mind and they become attached to it and fall down. Therefore, the best process, the securest path, is to worship Krishna. And if one can teach others to worship Krishna, then naturally they'll also come back to the spiritual consciousness, because everyone is Krishna's servant. One's real identity is Krishna Das. Under illusion, one thinks oneself to be something other. Even Prahlad Maharaj, he spoke to his father. He said, when his father asked him, "What is the best thing you've learned in school, my dear Prahlad?" So Prahlad said, "The best thing I've learned in school, my dear father, is that you're a number one fool." Sadhu manye surya varya dehinam sadasamu vigne dhyama satgrahat hitvatma katam viham andukupam gatovanam yad dharimashvieta. That anyone who's full of anxiety in this world, due to identification with this material body, being absorbed in the worries of maintaining this body and things in relation to this body, and therefore is blind to actual reality, they should leave such a consciousness, go to Vrindavan, and take shelter of Krishna. Unfortunately, people don't know that. They're trying to solve their problems and it's simply creating more problems, because Maya is misdirecting them. And ultimately, even they think they've solved the problem and they haven't created any more problem, just by the law of karma, they're going to get another problem in the future in the form of another body. Therefore, there is no solution to trying to solve material problems in any way. The best one can hope for is somehow or another to survive in this world and at the same time try to cultivate Krishna consciousness. Of course, in modern society, to survive has become very complicated. People have to work sometimes two or three jobs just to get enough to eat and a place to sleep. And they're thinking that they're accomplishing something by doing that. That I'm a good person, because not only do I eat and sleep, but I'm actually maintaining two children and a wife, and they're also eating and sleeping. So our life is perfect. We're our models in society. Never mind that even the birds, they don't have to work so hard to eat and sleep. We never find that a bird is starving because he doesn't have a PhD degree. Poor bird, he can't find the worm because he wasn't trained scientifically in biology, so he can't
figure out what a worm is. No, even the birds, with less anxiety, less, they don't have to worry about paying rent or mortgage on their nest. They didn't have to go to school to study engineering to make a nest. We never find that there's divorce amongst the birds, the little birds. They were left by themselves because the male bird and the female bird divorced. They couldn't get along psychologically. She wanted a nest here and he wanted a nest over there, and therefore there was a fight. That was the end of the relationship. No, even amongst the birds and every species of life, practically speaking, rarely do we find any divorce or even problems. Only amongst human beings, they become so sophisticated that just to eat and sleep, they made life so complicated. And at the same time, they have no sense of what the actual purpose of life is. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj wanted to inform anyone who's receptive, so he was making plans how to do it. And by making such plans, he was automatically absorbed in Krishna consciousness, being an instrument for Krishna. And indeed, whether it was Prahlad Maharaj or Lord Nushabdev or whoever else, the same philosophy is there, spoken in different ways. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yare Deka Tarika Krishna Upadesh Amar Agai Guru Haya Tare Desh. That whoever you meet, you tell them about Krishna, and that way you become a guru and you liberate this world. It's not that he was speaking something different from Krishna. It wasn't that 5,000 years before he appeared as Krishna, spoke Bhagavad Gita, and now 5,000 years later he got another understanding and he decided to preach another philosophy. He had made so many mistakes in Bhagavad Gita, now he was came back in order to explain his new understanding of reality. You know, it's the same philosophy. Idam te tu guyatamam pravaksham anusuyave jnana vijnana saitam yash gyatva moksha se shubha natatasmad manushe shu kaschid me priyakrita maha Bhavita najat me tasmat anyak priyataro bhuvi. That for one who preaches this message to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he'll come back to me. In this world there is no one more dear to me than he, nor will there any be one more dear. So by preaching the message of Bhagavad Gita, then we automatically become dear to Krishna. We don't have to do something extraordinary. We just have to hear Bhagavad Gita, adyeshite chaya imam, dharma sampadam avyo, jnana jagnena tena aham ishtak swami timemate. The one who studies the sacred conversation of mine, Krishna says, worships me by his intelligence. Shradavan anusiyos cha shunuyarapionara sopi mukta sivaloke lokan prapnuvat punyakarmana. And one who listens with faith and without enviousness attains to the planets with a pious will. So just by hearing Bhagavad Gita, one advances in spiritual consciousness, or at least towards the mode of goodness. And if one can hear with attention and understand things properly, then he becomes free from all illusion, understands how to properly utilize his body to get the greatest benefit of life. And Sanjaya, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, he says, just by hearing Bhagavad Gita, he was in ecstasy. He didn't have to take any drugs. He didn't win a lot of money. Nothing happened. He just heard Bhagavad Gita and he was in ecstasy. It wasn't some psychological trick. He had just realized that Krishna was God and he was his servant. Therefore, he became ecstatic by associating with Krishna. Otherwise, all we're doing is associating with our material minds that we've acquired since time immemorial, and we're always depressed because our mind tells us, you are this body, you're going to die soon,
everything's going to be finished. You better grab something and chew on it before it's too late. There's a bone, jump on. Otherwise, you're finished. Everything else is just illusory. The only thing that's real is that bone right there, and jump on it and chew it for a while. So the mind, if we associate with our mind, what else is it going to tell us? It's going to tell us illusion. And it makes things very real. We're very tiny souls. This illusion is spread out through the whole universe, through many universes. So what are we going to do against the illusion? We associate with illusion, we'll be an illusion. It's all we know of. And if we associate with Krishna, then a new realm of experience will awaken, and we'll understand that there's a whole reality beyond our present illusory consciousness. Another reality which is reality and which is eternal and full of the happiness that we're actually looking for. Which is impossible to find in the material world. So Prahlad Maharaj was compassionate. He didn't want to leave everyone, say goodbye, send him a note, tell him, Goloka, I wish you were here. Send me an email. No, he wanted to preach Krishna consciousness, and by doing so, he was absorbed in Krishna consciousness himself, and therefore he was not actually in the material world. And by being in spiritual consciousness, that's how he attracted others to devotional service. Not that he was morose, and he went to everyone, telling him how happy Krishna consciousness is. And when they saw how morose Prahlad Maharaj was, they decided that that was the last thing in life they wanted to become, is Krishna conscious. Oh, because he was ecstatic, in love with Krishna, and because Krishna was empowering him to preach Krishna consciousness, he eventually was able to deliver all the demons. Oh, we'll stop there. Any questions? Comments?
Earlier you said all we have to do is understand Bhagavad Gita. I didn't know from my own experience that when I read it, and even when I still read it, a lot of times later I can't. You know, you understand some things. So do you still get the benefit even though you don't understand entirely? Maybe.
Well, you get benefit. Not the idea is by hearing Bhagavad Gita, then we see things better, hopefully. And if we see things better, then we know how to act better. And when we act better, then we become more Krishna conscious. When we become more conscious of Krishna, we become ecstatic. When we become ecstatic, then our consciousness becomes, our senses, mind, and intelligence become purified. The soul experiences ecstasy. He sees things even better. So he goes back and reads Bhagavad Gita. He can hear it even better. And he understands how to work better in order to become more Krishna conscious.
So the point is to keep reading over and over.
Yeah, and then hopefully we'll get more insight what to do and what not to do. So we can make advancement by our activities, becoming more Krishna conscious all the time. Because just hearing Krishna consciousness, that hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is also becoming conscious of Krishna. But most of us are not at the level that we could just sit there all day and just read. As soon as we feel a little hunger, then we'll look around and see if there's something to eat. So, if we hear, then when we're looking around for something to eat, then we'll know how to think of Krishna, even in that situation. Yes.
How can devotees in a place like Portland, when there's not really much going on, how can we become stronger devotees when it's kind of difficult because there's not a lot of structure and there's not really like a system that you can kind of just plug yourself into? It's kind of on your own.
Well, we shouldn't think we're on our own. system, we still we wouldn't be exactly. Well, let's put it this way. If we want to plug ourselves into Krishna's system, we can't. The system is in Prabhupada's books. And also, Krishna's in our heart as a super soul. So if we ask him, he'll give us the information. And he also gives information from without his Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. But basically speaking, it's not very complicated. It's not like you need an entire organization just to think about Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj, when he was put into a pot of boiling oil, he didn't think, well, this is a little difficult. My friends are not here. There's no kirtan going on. And I'm hungry, but there's no prasadam here. Maybe you can throw in some pakora while they're boiling me in the oil. I get something to eat, at least while I'm being fried. No, even in the midst of that circumstance, he was simply thinking about Krishna. That was enough to make him Krishna conscious. So it's not like it's an impossible situation. We need some elaborate arrangement. We just have to think about Krishna. And how to do that? We have to hear about Krishna, first of all, regularly. So even if we were by ourselves and we regularly heard about Krishna, we'd become Krishna conscious. But if there's one or two others, then, or if you're just living with your husband, just get up in the morning, hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, and try to see things in Krishna consciousness. Know that here is my husband, you know, whatever we may think, he's like this and he's like that, he's doing the RT wrong, I told him this so many different times, you know, how to do the RT right, and, you know, there's not enough people here, I'm not feeling ecstasy because we need at least five more for me to feel ecstasy. And so many conceptions. No, we should try and think that here is my husband, he's Krishna's servant, I'm Krishna's servant, here are the deities. They're so merciful that the entire Panchatattva came to my house. And they seem pretty happy. They don't need a whole lot of elaborate arrangement. They just, the five of them came. They didn't think, wow, five old same devotees chanting all the time. Maybe we should invite a few other friends to come have a big kirtan. No, they seem happy with just five of them chanting. Because they're always remembering Krishna. And as soon as they remember Krishna, in the mood of separation, the whole spiritual world is there. Not just five, everyone's there. So somehow or another, keep contact with Krishna. Prabhupada gave the formula. In the morning and the evening, chant Hare Krishna. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam, worship the deities. And offer the results of our work to Krishna, somehow or another. And above everything, try to see things in Krishna consciousness. Not that it's just every day we do the same routine, and it's just like mechanical routine, and somehow or another it's not working. It's just wake up every day. Oh, it's the same old Mangalarti, same old Panchatattva, same old songs. And oh, if we have to see things in Krishna consciousness, which means we have to be receptive, realizing it's not the same old song, it's not the same old Panchatattva, it's always new and fresh, if our consciousness is new and fresh. If we're actually listening, rather than speculating when the whole program is going on, making all our plans for today and next week and 3 years from now, as well as lamenting over all the plans that failed in the past. Looking at the Panchatattva, seeing how happy they are, and thinking, well, sorry for them, but my business is now hankering, lamenting. They're transcendental, but they were born like that. I was born a different one. They're Indian. I'm American. So we have to see things transcendentally. Then we'll know how to act in such a way as to become transcendental.
Anything else? Okay, we'll stop there. Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.